I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, so, Marlene, could you help us with roll call?
Sure. April Chan?
Here.
Dale Silva?
Here.
Joel Spalding? Is out as well?
Oh, I did not hear.
We're not, we don't know.
Okay, and Chair Higgins?
Here.
Okay.
And Richard's excused.
Richard's excused, okay.
Okay, so, public announcements. You don't have any, I guess we'll do the open forum. Do we have speaker cards? Cool. Good deal. We don't have minutes to approve. Okay. No consent calendar. Okay, so let's start with item one, the Eli process. And Peter, are you going to start or Linda?
Okay, Linda's going to start. Are we on?
There's a button on the top. Just,
it should be green.
Okay, I think we're on.
Yeah.
Just a quick one for people that are out there. They're going to be talking about...
Chris, pull your mic down. Thank you.
They're going to be talking about that this is an opportunity for the unincorporated communities to have a seat at the county budget. Throughout the county budget process, they're going to explain about the process of what they're proposing. It sounds kind of dry and uninteresting. But
oh, come on, Chris.
It's
we're always
it sounds
interesting.
That way. But these two are just these dynamic speakers.
Good recovery.
Yeah, thank you.
No pressure.
And it really is a big deal for us because we finally get a little a voice at the table when the money starts getting divvied up. So that's a big deal for us.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Linda Tangren. I want to give you just a little bit of a brief history on ELI, which is the Eden Area Livability Initiative. And just shortly after Supervisor Miley was elected in 2000, he started the ELI process. And he presented the possibilities that if we spoke as one group, which is the whole Eden area, we could accomplish more. And when he spoke of it, the first thing he spoke of was developing a livable, walkable community. And I bought right into that, and so did everybody else. When I decided to re-engage in 2018, I realized the faces were different, but the arguments were the same, and we were going in circles. We needed something tangible to happen, hence a discussion started. It was, let's look at the funding mechanism for the unincorporated area. The subcommittee was formed, and we came up with a document called the ELI Scope of Work for Budget Study. It was passed unanimously by the ELI Local Governance Committee on September the 8th, 2016. This document addressed the need to understand how much money is raised by the unincorporated areas, how that money is designated for expenditures, and how the unincorporated area could impact those decisions. It was an RFP for a consultant that we hoped the Board of Supervisors would hire. The county administrator thought we could do this in-house. So local governance reluctantly agreed, and through this process, we learned a lot. The Board of Supervisors has a dual role. It is the safety net for the entire county, and they also serve as the municipality for the unincorporated areas, your city council. There is one budget allocated for the whole Eden area, plus the Tri-Valley areas that are unincorporated and the Sunol area. So it's even though we're addressing only the Eden area, because that's what ELI stood for, there are other unincorporated areas, but what we're doing today will not, we don't think, impact that. It is important to have this discussion at the local level, but when all is said and done, success will come to the Eden area when we speak with one unified voice. We must speak as a city of 150,000 residents, not divided communities. The results of our discussions were, after many hours of meeting, and we also had, Dale was a member of our subcommittee, and Chris, you attend many of the ELI meetings, so you're very familiar with this. We came up with a plan for increased participation by the citizens of the Eaton area. Now I would like to introduce Peter, who will walk you through. Peter Coletto is with the County Administrator's Office.
Okay, thanks, Linda. So we created this graphic to try to help explain the process a little bit better, and I'll walk you through it. Just so you know, that blue part in the arrow, this is the county's budget process, and this is, this is something that isn't really going to change. And then all of the orange arrows are kind of the new things that the ELI group is putting forward to your board. I do want to go over some of the terminology as well. We put some definitions on the bottom. So the first is a big math meeting. I think we should trademark that. But that's the colloquial name we have for a meeting of multiple advisory councils, like the Fairview MAC, Castro Valley MAC, Sunol Advisory Committee if they want to participate, and the Eden MAC when they form. Our county has a budget work group process, and so the budget work group is a diverse body of stakeholders in the county. So the supervisors sit on it, various agency and department heads sit on it. We have some labor representatives, community-based organization representatives. There's an unincorporated seat on the work group as well. There are other civic groups like League of Women Voters and the Taxpayers Association. They all sit there. They all sit on this group. And this group of stakeholders, we hold these meetings so that they can learn about the budget process and provide input. So we'll talk a little bit more about our budget gap, but this is the body that actually assigns how the county assigns budget reduction targets. And then there's another meeting that's called an early budget work session, and this is where county departments present to the Board of Supervisors and outline their budget request and what their priorities are in the coming year. So, one just general comment is our county has a really unique budget process. It's uniquely inclusive. It also is kind of a uniquely long process, but we feel it works really well for our county. We get to hear all the voices that we can, and it helps us develop a better budget, and it helps our relationship with all our stakeholders when they understand our budget. So it's an involved process, but it's one that's worked for the county in the past. And we kick off our budget in January. So the county administrator sets the budget policy in December, and then in January we have our internal county budget staff kick off. In February and early March, our agencies and departments submit their budget requests in line with the county administrator's guidelines. And in our county, as long as I've been here and many years before that, we've had a maintenance of effort budget policy. So agencies and departments submit a budget that would enable them to provide the same level of service that they provided in the previous year. In March, we kick off our budget work groups. So we're actually having our first budget work group next Wednesday. These are public meetings, they're Brown Act meetings, and we'll give an overview of the major budget topics that we're seeing this year. In April, that's when we have our early budget work session. So over 1 or 2 days, every single agency and department will come and give a presentation to the board. In April and May, we have more budget work group meetings. And the other thing you'll see on here is the budget gap identified. Well, since the early 90s, every year, after the departments submit their budget requests, after they're analyzed by the county administrator's office, after we look at all the property tax and other revenues that are not related to a program area, we bring everything all together, and every single year, what we want to spend is more than all of our revenues that we've brought in. So we've had a budget gap, and this budget work group will assign reduction targets to our various program areas so that we can close that gap. By law, we have to present a balanced budget. In May, the departments will submit their reduction plans. In early June, my boss will present a balanced proposed budget to the Board of Supervisors. And then in late June, the Board of Supervisors will hold budget hearings, and then hopefully adopt the final budget that's balanced and in line with what they want to do. So that's the county's budget process. You know, as Linda was saying, in the Eli group, they wanted to know, well, how can we have all of these bodies now, all of these new MACs, how can we, as an unincorporated citizens, get our voice more clearly heard in this process? And so we have a series of what I call like little interventions. So the first one would be to have a Big Mac meeting early in the process. And this would be a meeting where the county administrator's office, probably me or one of my colleagues, would come and give a presentation similar to the budget presentation we give to county staff. So it would outline what are the major things that we're seeing for this coming year, what's going on the state and federal level. So 60 to 65% of the county's general fund budget, when you include our Medicaid charges, come from the state and federal government. So it's really important to know what's going on there. And we would give the general overview. We'd let you know what the county budget policy is, and then what the timeline and calendar are looking like. We're also thinking that, so there is an unincorporated seat that's going to be on the budget work group. So that representative can report on the budget work group meetings to the MACs. That could be written, it could be in person. Others can also attend the meetings. So if you as MAC members wanted to go or to designate someone to go, they're all open, they're public, they're Brown Act, you can go. You can even go online afterwards and listen to the recording. And we also put all the presentations that we give there online on our budget website. In the April-May timeframe, we're thinking there's another Big Mac meeting, and you may want to ask the unincorporated service providing departments to come to the Big Mac meeting and give kind of a slimmed down version of what they're presenting to the Board of Supervisors, so they could outline what their priorities are in the unincorporated areas, and then you as the MAC members could ask some questions about what are their priorities, what's funded within their budget. And again, we'll have budget work group meetings continuing in April and May. The unincorporated representative will be attending them, can report back, and again, others can attend those meetings as well. We were thinking after that, after two Big Mac meetings, after learning what's going on in the budget work groups, the MACs individually may want to hold a meeting to discuss what are some of their budget priorities. So after getting all this information, are there certain things that the MACs want to give as feedback to the board via the Unincorporated Services Committee? So those would be deliberations amongst